I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast on tour. But this time, the tour is something excellent, Tom Bellingham, because we are here at Red Bull HQ. We've just witnessed the car launch.
We have.
And look at this backdrop. Look, just, I am in Wonderland, Tommy, and I think you might well be too.
This is just the coolest place, like, to have, to be this close to Formula One cars. I love this, the way this looks like real life model cars, the way they're all in like little boxes and stuff. Very cool. Love it.
It's incredibly cool. What isn't so cool is that we've already done this podcast and we've had to do it again because technical things.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because we're still absolutely buzzing and we're going to tell you everything you need to know about what has gone on at this Red Bull car launch. And first and foremost, let's start, because we can't start with questions from you because technically it hasn't happened. We are in the future right now, because everything's embargoed. We can't just go straight live with this. So we have done our own questions. So this one, well, actually, it's just first thoughts. So I guess the first initial thoughts, Tommy, the car is literally just over there. We're looking at it. That's actually a show car, but you know, there's still, it was still over there where it was unveiled. And it's a thing of beauty, obviously. It's a Red Bull. You countlessly say every single year that they don't need to change anything. It's Red Bull, it's their, you know, it's their branding, it's delivery. It's like a Ferrari at this stage, right? They wouldn't change it to something crazy, even though in the background we have things like the camo livery over there, which is obviously amazing and whatnot. But yeah, first thoughts, filth.
Yeah, livery-wise, I mean, livery-wise, it's the same as all these, which is no surprise. But like I've said before, it's that brand identity. I think the livery is perfect and they don't need to change it, basically. And, you know, you think back to kind of, because I'm ancient, Vodafone McLaren Mercedes is a great example that
you are
they did
ancient.
That year after year after year. And I remember being on Twitter and people were like, oh, it's the same, it's the same, it's the same. But now you ask anyone what's one of the most banging liveries ever, people will say that. And part of that is because it's been used multiple times and it's become iconic. And this Red Bull livery, like, is a modern, like, iconic livery now.
It's classic.
And I do think it is genuinely really cool, like the Red Bull logos pop on the mat. It's awesome. And then the car itself, even for technical plebs like us, we can tell it's different, which is quite a scary thought if they've improved on last year.
Yes, we'll get on to exactly how scared I am a little bit later on. But this question comes in from Matt P1 Gallagher.
Oh, okay.
Was this the best car launch this year? For me, absolutely. Not just because we were here and we got to see it in the flesh, but they did almost exactly what we said a Formula One car launch should be, apart from going out on track. But when away from the car launch that you would have seen, they did actually fire up an old school Red Bull for a little while, which was absolutely music to my ears. It was incredible. But then just the chit chat, I know for a fact that some people would be like, it was a bit long, you know, they're chatting away. But David Coulthard, that man has got a seductive kind of tone. He's very easy to listen to. Adrian Newey is a very, you know, distinctive person.
I love hearing stories.
Yeah. And then Christian Horner as well. Like, it's an overall, I thought it was an interesting chat. Looking back at the history of Red Bull, 20 years.
Yeah.
How have they been around 20 years?
Yeah. Oh.
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 Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
This could make it interesting.
We're going into a car launch again. Okay.
yeah. I mean, there'll be a lot of people saying I'm a massive hypocrite because I said, oh, you said you didn't mind the quick videos, and I don't, but this event is to celebrate 20 years of Red Bull's Formula One team, which, like you say, makes me feel incredibly old that they're a team that have been around that long. One thing I will just mention while it's in my head is that Red Bull Racing used to be Stewart, and we met Jackie Stewart's grandson, who, shout out if he's watching, because he said he likes the P1 podcast, and Paul Stewart as well. came and had a chat with us, which was amazing and really, really cool. But yeah, the fact that they're like celebrating the history of this team, it's cool to have a big event when it's an anniversary and a celebration. So they put on an amazing show, the video that did 20 years of Formula One. Mm. I mean, you said to me afterwards, you're like, that's a video. Like, it was
very, very well cool. Together. And the thing is as well, I guess, with the position that Red Bull are currently in right now, they're winning everything. So they can actually show the lows, and quite a few lows yes. they put in the highlights.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Because, well, they can show the sort of journey that they've gone through. I did love how they, you know, they had the multi-21 stuff in there. Yeah, they threw everything in
they
there.
They did, yeah.
So it was quite an honest look back, really, at what Red Bull have been through. You know, they kind of were building up, then a bit of success, and then, of course, the Mercedes
down
era.
Again, and then yeah.
back to success again. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. This next question comes in from Tom P1 Gallagher. No, Tom P1 Bellingham. this lighting is throwing me off. Why did Red Bull do one like this and others didn't?
Because it's the 20th anniversary.
If you can still see us, by the way, the lighting is changing all the time. It hasn't been changing this entire time. But now, because we've started filming our second recording of this podcast, they've decided Matt and Tommy can do it in the
dark. This is why we don't go outside.
Yes, because it's much easier at home. Anyway.
Yes, because it is the anniversary that they've been. I can see all the boards around, you know, with the 20th anniversary logo, 20 years of Red Bull culture in racing. They're kind of, they were really celebrating the fact that they were this essentially like a bit of, it's unfair to say a joke team, but I think a lot of Formula One teams, if you think the mid 2000s, very corporate, you know, corporate and kind of, you had the Ron Dennis's and like that in Formula One, and Red Bull came in and they're like, we're an energy drink brand. Oh, this is, you know, we're going to be a bit silly. You know, they had a Star Wars livery and they had a Superman livery and they were laughed at. And one thing that David Coulthard mentioned was, you know, they were the first team to invite everyone, like open their motorhome up and energy station to say, like, you know, whatever team you work for, come in,
come
have a drink.
Have a Red Bull.
Yeah.
Come and have a sip of this energy drink.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
need it working in the F1 paddock.
Yeah. And yeah, they've kind of changed the game and they're celebrating that fact. So I think it's been a really cool event. And of course, we would say that because we're here. But it's really, really cool. Loved it.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Now, before we get into the second half of us enjoying ourselves at the Red Bull car launch, we were given an exciting opportunity to chat for a few minutes with Sergio Perez. Unfortunately, the audio went a little bit weird, but hopefully you can forgive us.
He has done a tremendous job, you know, considering how competitive we were last year and changing the world also. That's something huge, and huge for our team. And you just see how hungry everyone is here.
And what is it like, I guess, having that off season? Sometime, I imagine, defying the day, chilling now, to then build up to the season again. Do you still get those butterflies, that excitement when you see the glory?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a massive opportunity. It's a new season, new opportunity, whatever you got, shape up and count, rain this year. So, yeah, it is a great. I didn't need challenge.
It's having a bit of time out of the car and then getting in, I guess, the shakedown or first lap of the year. Do you go, oh God, that's fast again, isn't it? Does it catch you by surprise? There's a nice little lap?
Yeah, the first 2 or 3 laps is like, lots of brakes and so on. But then it all gets back to normal. At the end of the rolling, we have it sore from the whole body. It doesn't matter how much training you've done, you will always still be a bit sore. But it's just fun.
I was going to say, because you're training, you can't really prepare yourself to be thrown around the 400 car, but I guess you've been hanging weights off your neck and things like that. Is that your least favorite exercise?
Yeah, the neck, you know, because once we always have like a huge neck through the system, and every time you turn around, it feels like you're moving a lot of muscle. So when you are in off season, finally, you are relaxed, your muscles are relaxed. But when you're still training, the neck, it's like always a little bit of pain hidden.
If we spoke to Danny Rick recently, and he said that he genuinely has trouble sleeping because of how thick his neck might be. Do you find this?
Yeah. It's like, once you start training, the neck, I think it's a very different part of the body. And it'll just train.
Absolutely not. And one final thing. We've asked all the drivers we've had on the podcast, what is one Formula One rule that you would change if you were in charge? What would be the one rule you'd change?
That's a good question. There are so many things I would like to change. But, probably reduce the amount of races with it.
Yeah? What's an optimal idea?
I think 20 would be a great number.
20. Right, perfect. Deco, thanks for taking that.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
This next question comes in from Matt P1 Bellingham. Oh. Wow, lots of different variations. What are your thoughts on what Adrian said? Now, I found this, this was the petrifying part. This was the scary part. This was the, this could be 24 wins out of 24 kind of part when Adrian's mentioned about, you know, the car in the simulator, and then they put it out in Shakedown and things were looking correlated to what they saw in the simulations. That is petrifying. The fact that they have been improving from last year's car, they said that last year as well, that they weren't even expecting to be dominant, and then they'd had the most dominant season in Formula One history.
Yeah.
Adrian, I think, has been cooking in a massive cauldron. And when I look at that car, I am absolutely petrified that no one else is even going to get a sniff.
Yeah. It was very fascinating to hear Adrian Newey talk about 2021 and the crazy season that they had, and they were actually saying that they were behind at the start of 2022. You know, they were late to development, and you thought, oh, that would, you know, make it difficult for them, but they were still winning races. Of course, they did have a little bit of a struggle at the start. They think they had a double DNF, didn't they, in the first race, and which seems mad to think about now because it feels like they've been dominant for so long. But the way Red Bull have, you know, they won that year comfortably in the end. Max won, wrapped up the title with a few races to go. And that's when they didn't have a head start on the competition. This year, they have, you know, and the fact that it is an evolution, like I said at the start of the podcast, you know, even plebs like us can tell that, you know, we're normally here just going like, oh, the livery is not changed, but like you can tell that is a different car because my word, the shoulders, it's hench.
Yeah, it's got some bulbous shoulders on them. Aggressive is the only way I can use to describe that car. Yeah, you look at it and you go, wow, that is mean.
Yeah.
Similar to, I guess, Mercedes when they launched the no sidepod concept, and they were,
yeah,
that worked, didn't it?
So you're saying Red Bull again?
No, because Adrian Newey's at the helm, so I'm sure I'm never going to go against what he's cooking up. But It noticeably different. You know, you see that there isn't much air intake either. You're like, how the hell are they going to cool the car? I'm sure they will. I'm sure they figure it out.
Yeah.
But it looks like a much quicker, meaner machine, and one which I think you'd be very silly to bet against them to win the championship. Oh yeah, wait, I put Lando Norris to win the world title.
Have you changed your mind?
Yeah, I might backtrack on that, even though I didn't want to be boring. Next question from Tom P1 Tommy. Red Bull painted their car. Does this mean they have an advantage? As music starts now, we're going through all the motions here today. I think there's an interesting point about the painting of the car and this sort of stuff. Of course, it is still very much Red Bull branded.
Yeah.
But I think they get away with not painting as much of the car as perhaps it looks like when you show it on camera.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they've obviously got this very dark navy as their kind of base colour. And I know, obviously, we've been fortunate that we were, you know, right at the front at the launch, and we could able to see how it looked. And the front wing, for example, the rear wing is all carbon, but because it is like this really dark navy, you can't actually tell on track because it just looks like the navy almost looks black anyway. So yeah, they've got an advantage from that side, but they've still painted a lot of the car. So they're obviously pretty confident it's going to be very quick.
They're very confident, and they're also confidently trying to get us to leave now because we've had to re-record again. So finally, our experience of the car launch, Tommy, it's been incredible. As I say, as at the top, I think it's exactly what a car launch should be. Of course, they are celebrating a massive thing as well, so we don't expect this every single year. But just to see this kind of room is just an amazing piece of history. They've got so many cool rooms now because I guess they've been winning a lot, so therefore they have a lot to show off.
And Red Bull's awesome. Spoiling you again. Monaco, Vegas.
Car launch.
Car launch.
Ferrari.
Are you converted
yet? You need to up your game, otherwise... Max, but you know it's coming. All right, so Ferrari, let's get something. Maybe a little drive in the F2004. Let's see what happens.
Just that.
Yeah, exactly. Just that.
Not
and
too
I
much
am signed, sealed, delivered. Tommy, what are your final thoughts?
Final thoughts are yeah, thanks Red Bull for an amazing day, and not thank you to our microphones for not recording.
Yeah, screw you microphones. Thank you, Red Bull. Hopefully you also enjoyed the little voiceover dub that I've done of the Sergio Perez interview, because we still want to share with you what he actually said, even if apparently technology doesn't work. So we'll see you very soon. Lots of love. And screw microphones.
Bye.
Bye.
Make sure you follow us on all of our socials. We're MattP1Tommy on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch and Instagram. You can also sign up to our Patreon at the link in the episode notes for ad-free episodes, full video interviews and extra bonus episodes for as little as $5 a month. Finally, make sure you're following us on Spotify. See you soon.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.